Good morning. Let's go. Good morning, TMC fam. Good morning. Let's go to prayer. Father, most gracious, loving God, I just want to thank you for waking us up this morning. Father, you know before you did what was going to happen to us today. Lord Jesus, we want to be a blessing to someone. Teach us to love one another. Oh, Lord, increase our faith. Renew our courage by the Spirit that make us victors over the things that beset us, but give our utmost to the highest. Make our faith stand firm. And, Father, teach us to pray day by day. Let your Spirit work in us. We want to pray for the sick and the shut-in. Go by the nursing home and touch somebody this morning, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for allowing us to be here today, Lord Jesus. I want to pray for the De Leon family today, Lord. We want to pray for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pika Rob for having this vision for this call. We also want to pray for the speaker that's going to deliver this message this morning, Lord Jesus. In the name, God is good, it's good to be good, it's good to do good. In Jesus' name, let us all, everyone say amen, amen. TNC fam, go out and honor the world. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Cox, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you so much for seating and greeting the people this morning, Minister Cox, and giving us that tag, all things are possible if you believe. Praise God. We thank God for you. And I want to continue to welcome everyone to the TMC call this morning. I'm Minister Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we greet and welcome each and every one of you and thank God for you. And we are here again another day thanking God to give us this opportunity to give him honor, glory, and praise. And if this is your first time with us, we thank God for you, and we give you a special warm Kingdom's greeting. And just to give you a little history about the TMC call, this call was started in October 2010 by two phenomenal women of God who answered yes. And they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, as we warmly call her our Mother Eagle. This call is about glorifying and honoring the Master, and that's none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends to join us and let them know that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our purpose is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we know this is doing just that for each and every one of you. We thank God for a phenomenal, phenomenal company many of us are part of, and that company is Artists International. But before I go to that, I'm going to tell you about our website. We have a website that you can visit each and every day, and it's an awesome website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And on that site, you can listen to past messages, read the bios, and see about the prayer directives that we have with certain occasions. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter or share a word from the Lord, or you may even have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, our Minister Robin, who's our prayer general, will contact you. Now, as I had mentioned before, that many of us are a part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company that really is the thread of this call that brought this call together. And that company is assisting millions around the world with healthier lives and with awesome, awesome products. And I tell you, it's just a blessing to see that God has placed a company such as Artists International on this earth and it was established over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And if you want more information about this great company with their awesome products and opportunity, get on the motivational call, which is held Monday through Friday right after this call, and you'll hear so much more about what these products are doing for so many people. It's such a blessing. And this call is hosted by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, who we call our godmother, okay, and a team of leaders. They give you so much information. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300, and the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. Now, I tell you, I'm just still what we call supercharged from a conference that we had a couple of weekends ago in Houston, Texas, and just you'll hear and feel the effect of what this company is doing with so many people in their health. And I'm telling you, I'm just so passionate about it. You hear it in my voice, but you will hear it in the atmosphere as well as feel it. But I know that you guys are ready to hear a word from the Lord. Now, we have an awesome lady who was born in New York City, but she's currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. And she received a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. Now, she was called to ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, but God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Art in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently working on a PhD, and I tell you, this woman of God, she, as a minister, she is focused on giving God glory in her, through her life, in her life. She has called for her to pray. He has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Now, her name is Kai. Now, Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God, who his name is Christopher, and he is attending Central College in Danville, Kentucky. Now, Kai is a blessed woman of God who delivers a message of promise, of purpose, and you will hear that message in her voice this day. God has anointed her and appointed her to deliver this word to us. So I say, get your spiritual ears open and your hearts ready to receive what thus says the Lord through this child of God, this woman of purpose, this woman of destiny, and a victorious woman of God. And that's none other than Minister Kai Brown of Norcross, Georgia. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that amazing introduction. But we know it's only by the grace of God that any of those things that he has allowed me to do, that he has blessed me to do, are possible. So first I want to say thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting the people. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting this call. I want to say thank you to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their yes and for giving me this opportunity to come before God's people one more time, because you never take that lightly, because God loves his people. And, of course, we want to give all reverence, honor, and praise to our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our Father, our Daddy God, and our big brother Jesus Christ. So we're just going to go ahead and get right into the word this morning, because I know that's why we're all here. And today's message is going to be entitled Doing Our Part. That's doing our part. And a lot of times we get caught up in God and his part of the plan and God and what he said. But he always tells us that we have a part to play in what is going on in our lives. We have a part to play. We are the key actors in this drama called life. So we can't just wait on God to do everything for us. Now, you know, people are always quoting Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." See, we love to quote those verses right there, but we sometimes take those verses out of context. See, the children of Israel had to do their part before this passage of scripture could come to pass. See, we don't look at what they had to do before this came about. So we're just going to back up for a minute and look at verse 10. And it says, "This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place." So see, the children of Israel had to rest in captivity, in the captivity of Babylon, for 70 years before God told them, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord." See, they had to go through some things. They had to sit out some trials and tribulations. They had to be mistreated and abused in order for that scripture to come to pass. They had to spend 70 years serving someone else before God came to rescue them. See, they had to do their part. But we kind of want to just forget about our part. We just want God to show up, and we just want to step into that Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. See, but that's not how it works. God always gives us an if-then. He always lets us know we have a part to play in walking out the plan he has for us. We have a part to play in fulfilling the purpose and the call on our lives. So the question I ask you is, are you doing your part? Are we doing our part to fulfill God's plan? See, he didn't leave us without an example. See, if we're real honest with ourselves, if we look back to this Resurrection Sunday, even when Jesus went to the cross for us, we still have to do our part. He went to the cross to die to save mankind. But God says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. You have to do your part. You don't just get to participate in the pleasantries without having to do your part in the preparation and planning and process. See, we can't just assume that God is going to do a thing for us without us fulfilling the requirements of that thing. So when we look at Jeremiah 29:11, we need to look at it understanding that we have a role to play, we have a part to play, we have to do our part in order for that scripture to be true for our lives. Just like we look at all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. See, it doesn't say all things work together for the good for everybody. That's not what that scripture says. There are two stipulations on that one, not just one. You have to love the Lord, and you have to be called according to his purpose, not yours, not mine, not ours. We have to be willing to do our part in God's plan for our lives. We can't just say, okay, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to do me. No, that's not how that works. God has a plan for us. And we have to be willing to say, okay, Lord, I surrender, I submit to the will of God. So I'm going to do my part to be an active participant in his plan. Notice that God has never once come back and taken free will away. He gave man an option in the garden. He gave Jesus the option to do his part by going to the cross for us. And he gives us the option of doing our part by first accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior and then continuing to walk in the plan he has purposed for our lives. If you'll go with me to Ephesians 3, we also look at Ephesians 3 and 20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we think or ask or imagine according to the power that works in us. Again, there's no free ride. He's not going to do the exceeding and abundantly if there's no power that worketh in us. So again, as if we go back and look at the scripture in context, verse 17 tells us, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses all understanding, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. So you got to do your part before he can do the exceeding and abundantly. You have to do your part. I have to do my part. Christ has to dwell in my heart through faith. That's my part. I have to be willing to be rooted and established in love. That is my part. That is our part. We don't get to that exceeding abundantly more than we can think or ask without doing our part of being rooted in love. That means when your brother or sister comes up to you and does something crazy, yes, you still have to love them. See, because that's what it means to be rooted. That means to have some depth. That means to have dug into a thing. And you can't just stop loving your brother or sister because they do something crazy. Now, let me be transparent for a moment. I have an issue with cutting people off when they start with foolishness. I will cut you off and stop speaking to you. But God had to deal with Kai in that area, because how can you say, and he told me just as plain, how can you say you love me whom you have never seen and can cut your brother off because they do something foolish for a moment? We all have our situations and our issues. Some of us even have subscriptions, if we want to be honest about it. We have so many issues that we have to put them into subscriptions. But if we are truly doing our part, then we love each other in spite of those issues. We don't cut each other off. God didn't cut us off. How many times have we disappointed God? How many times have we done something foolish that God is looking at us like, okay, these children of mine have lost their mind. You wouldn't cut your child off for doing something foolish. So how can you cut your brother or sister off? And, you know, maybe that's just for me. Maybe that's a Kai teachable moment. But we have to do our part. If we look at Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. Okay, so he told us in the beginning part of that scripture, we have a part to play. We've got to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness before anything will be added unto us. But yet we want the addition, but we don't necessarily want to do the work to get the addition. We don't necessarily want to do our part to be in that place where God can add anything to us. And we know that if we look at that scripture, we go a little further up in the scripture again, put it back in the context. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor were dressed like these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? See, we got to look at this thing and realize that our faith has to be in place as we are seeking God and his kingdom and his righteousness before there can be any addition. We've got to do our part. And we can't sit back and always wait on God. See, God is waiting for us to take that first step out in faith so that he can meet us where we are. God is not moved by our need. He's moved by our faith. There are a lot of people in the world who need things and don't have them because they have no faith in God's ability to provide it, or they have or they don't believe that he will do it for them. See, they're not doing their part. God is not a respecter of person. If your faith level is where he desires it to be, then he will do exactly what he said he will do in his word. You know, we go through the Bible searching for the promises of God. We look for what God said he's willing to do. But do we really look for what our part in that is? Do we really look at the roles that we are supposed to play in this thing so that he can do the exceeding and abundantly, so that the plan that he does have for our lives can be fulfilled? Are we really doing our part to receive the blessings? See, we just want the blessings. We don't want the business at hand that goes along with the blessings. We don't want to do the work to be blessed. We just want to sit back, put our feet up, and have God do his thing. But that's not how it works. That's not how God does things. In Psalms 37 and 4, the word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But again, there's some work to be done. We have to delight ourselves in him. We have to spend time with him. We have to seek him. We have to be all about the business of knowing who our God is, what he says he will do, and what our part is in getting it done. You know, sometimes I want things the easy way. I don't want to always have to work to have something done. I do want to sit back and put my feet up. I want to sometimes get lazy in my relationship with God. But now let's understand. You get lazy, God stops working. You stop seeking him, you'll stop finding him. You stop pursuing him, he'll stop pursuing you. So let us be real. I know I don't want God to stop pursuing me. So that means every day I have got to pursue him as if it is the last thing I will do on this earth. I have to go after God as if he is, and he is my all in all. You know, people look at me and they'll ask, well, is God before your son? Absolutely. And Christopher and I have this conversation all the time. I want his first relationship to be with God. His most important relationship should be with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's him doing his part. And I'm second. And I'm okay with that. Because God gave him to me to love and nurture and raise and to give him, to, you know, teach him the way that he should go so that when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I have a part to play in parenting. But Christopher belongs to Christ. So we have to make sure that even in those relationships that we are doing our part. You know, the Word of God tells us in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. See, but you got to do your part. You can't just not be anxious. You have to rejoice. He tells you, rejoice in the Lord. And he says it twice. So that should tell you it's important. Again, I say rejoice. And then be anxious about nothing. And presenting it to God with prayer and petition and supplication. So we have to do our part to make sure that we are present and active participants in our Jeremiah 29:11 plans that God has for our lives. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Well, praise God, praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kai, and telling us that we must do our part in God's plan. Praise God. And I will call you back shortly to give us our benediction after these few announcements. But let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you. You are God and you are God alone. And Father, we are your people who have been called by your name. We humble ourselves before you and say, use us to the glory and honor of your righteous name. We thank you, Father, for blessing your people with this powerful word to let us know, Lord God, that you have stated in your word, you have finished the works of Calvary, but we must go forth in faith and work the work that you called us to do. We thank you, Lord God, for our awesome co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and and P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Father, for blessing these women of God who have put this prayer line in place, Lord God, that we all may come to serve you and you alone, O God. We thank you, Father, for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for Artists International, and we ask that you continue to keep them and keep the company in perfect peace as our eyes are stayed on you. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for your people on this call. Bless their families. Bless their surroundings. Bless their place of recognition, Lord God. Wherever they're working, wherever they're treading their feet, Lord God, we thank you for blessing them. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you keep your people that are sick and shut in, Lord God. Strengthen them. Keep them, Lord God. Let them know that you're there. And we call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for Minister Tiffany, that you're healing her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Father God, for ministering to the people, the bereaved families, oh God, the Barnes family, the Weatherspoon family, Lord God. We ask that you strengthen them. We ask you, Father, that you strengthen our dear mothers, Lord, Mother Josie and Marie Preston's mother. We thank you for strengthening her, Lord God, that she's going forth doing the work that you called her to do. We thank you, Father, for these blessed women of God, Lord God, and all the mothers on this earth, Lord God. We ask a special blessing on them, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the accomplishments of our children, Father, and our children's children. We thank you, Father, that they're raising up a generation, and we decree and declare that this is the generation that will seek your face. We honor you, we praise you, and we glorify you, Father, that all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do. And we thank you, we honor you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah and amen. Well, artist family, I know you want to go back and listen to this message once more and again. You have till tomorrow morning, and then again, of course, you can go to the website and replay it. But that number, the replay number, is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. And don't forget, the motivational call is coming up next. That number is 530-881-1300. That PIN is 539-598-POUND. Thank you so much, Minister Cox, for opening our call with the joy of the Lord, and we thank you once again, Minister Kai, for that powerful word letting us know that we must do our part in God's plan. Will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting this call this morning. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary's cross so that we may return to right relationship with you. We just want to do our part in your perfect plan for our lives. We want to be active participants in your purpose, your plan, and your call on each and every one of us. Lord, now unto him who is able to present us faultless, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, and authority both now and forevermore. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, Daddy God, we just want to give you the glory, the honor, the praise, and the reverence that is due you. Keep us each as we go from this call, as we go greeting our brothers and sisters with Jesus' joy and showing them the love of God which resides in each of us. We praise you, we honor you, and we adore you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be ministers in the marketplace. Have a great day. Bye-bye.